On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TweeterStewart. Hello, I'm the presenter and producer of the podcast series Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. And the words come from my accompanying book of the same title. Thanks very much indeed for listening. So we're talking about the resonance of your voice. What can affect your resonance or your timbre? Yeah, it's one of those awkward words, isn't it? Timbre. You see it and you're not entirely sure how to pronounce it. T-I-M-B-R-E. Timbre. Your voice can be affected by, as well as all the parts of your body that I mentioned yesterday, your frame, your hormones, your lung capacity, the size, strength and health of your vocal folds, the shape and size of your resonators and so on. But also your voice can be affected by the amount of mental stress or physical tension in your body. What you eat and drink, how much, when, the kind of exercise you do, and many, many other factors as well. And we'll come to these later on as the podcast series progresses and as the book gets written. Talking of drink, incidentally, let's have a couple of facts about mucus. Lovely. The vocal tract produces lubricatory mucus, which is 97% water and 3% mucins, non-mucin proteins, salts, lipids, and cellular debris. That's what your mucus is, that cover the vocal folds. Now, the moisture on your vocal folds, the mucus, helps them vibrate efficiently and safely. And the makeup of that moisture needs to be wet enough to work. So if you're not taking in enough H2O, it'll become thicky and sticky, and you'll often find yourself coughing to clear your throat of the phlegm. So we've got several things going on here. Drinking more water will hydrate your whole body, which will in turn lubricate the laryngeal locomotives. As we've seen, anything you swallow won't actually touch your actual larynx because it goes down another tube. But being lubricated with your whole body will help produce a better voice. If your liberally lubricated larynx is working better, you'll reduce the amount you cough and so cut unnecessary stresses and strains on your vocal folds. It's all interconnected, isn't it? I'm Peter Stewart.